This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Power has been restored at Denver International Airport. An outage earlier canceled many flights and caused delays. Airport officials say more delays are possible as things return to normal. Colorado billionaire Philip Anschutz and his wife Nancy are asking the state to refund them additional tax money from 2018. Court documents don't say how much money the couple wants. Their claim is based on a provision in the CARES Act, which retroactively allowed businesses to offset more of their income over the past years. The state disagrees with the couple. Democratic U.S. Senate leaders are pushing to decriminalize cannabis. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has unveiled draft legislation that does that and expunges nonviolent cannabis arrests and convictions from federal records. Schumer says it's common sense.
And as more and more states legalize marijuana, it's time for our federal cannabis law to catch up.
Schumer says he plans to consult with experts and colleagues to finalize the bill, but he'll need 10 Republicans to support it to move forward. Schumer's focus on a larger decriminalization effort will hinder Representative Ed Perlmutter's bill to allow more legal banking for cannabis companies. Schumer says that focuses on one small issue. He wants comprehensive reform. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A bear near Boulder is finally free from the chicken feeder that's been stuck around its head for at least a week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials tranquilized the bear yesterday and cut the plastic feeder from her head. The agency says she's thin but wasn't harmed. This is CPR News.